This show is brought to you by Safety FM.
Is rated MALSV. It contains strong language, sexual situations, and violence. It is intended only for mature audiences.
Finally, show with the balls to call it like it is. Rated R Safety Show on Safety FM.
Countdown to audio torture.
The Rated R Safety Show starts in 3, 2, 1.
Let the eardrum pain begin.
Forget the corporate bullshit. This is the Rated R Safety Show with your host, Dr. It doesn't matter who the host is.
Oh, you so know it, and so do I, that on this lovely Wednesday, March the 26th of 2025, it does not matter who the host is. What matters is who the listeners are. Anyways, today is the 85th day of the year, only 280 days left to go as we are broadcasting from the Safety FM studios in Orlando, Florida, and coming across the multiverse known as Safety FM, and then, of course, hanging out with our friends and colleagues over there.
Radio Big, streaming 24/7 at RadioBig.fm.
Oh, yes, hanging out with our friends at Radio Big. You know, they carry hour 2 and 3 of this thing that we call the Jay Allen in the Morning Show. Yeah, because, you know, there's a combo here, if you don't know this. We do hour 1. It's on Radio Big. And it's on Safety FM, and it's on multiple networks at the same time. But this one we do on video, which if you're on inside of the streamer Emer action, you can see us on visual radio on Safety FM, inside of the Podcatcher 2.0, if you're into that stuff. And that's kind of how it goes. So we do a little bit of everything here. We talk about safety. We talk about the news. We do that stuff. And then if you want to interact with the show, you go into callinradio.com. That gives you some options for video, audio, and text messaging. For it pops in directly into my screen. I point it always towards that corner because it's towards that corner of the screen. Because what people don't realize is I have a gigantor screen over here that I'm taking a look at in real time. I got news, I got feeds, I got things that are coming in, coming out in regards of everything that's happening. That way I can give you the information in real time as we are doing it. That way if there's late breaking news, we know what's going on. So that's it. That's kind of how the show goes. So if you're interested, we can talk a little bit about everything. Hopefully the last 24 hours or so have been pretty great for you. Because that was the last time you and I were together, more than likely. So with that being said, how are things? How's your day going? Is it an important day for you, being the 26th of March? Just asking, because some people, it's a pretty big day today. That's why I asked those questions. Okay, so let's talk about this as we're going to go through everything that we talk about. We do have some professional newscasters that come in, help out, and do their thing-o. Yeah, that's kind of the way that the world goes. So with that being said, why don't we start talking right away about what the hell was trending in the overnight?
Here is what was trending. Rated R Safety Show.
Okay, so as I take a look at the trends of the ends of the ends, notable and noteworthy, some new relief for small business owners is coming your way. Also, Sean Combs lands a small legal victory, and Jennifer Aniston is still single. We'll talk about the reason I'm saying that here in a moment. Also, a Palestine director of an Oscar-winning film has been kidnapped. Yeah, that's interesting. We'll talk about details about that as we get into the casting calls aspect. And also, Megan Sussex. Are we not calling her Meghan Markle anymore? I'm kind of confused about this. Unveils her latest influencing grit in the Royals. So there you go. Well, that's what we're going to talk about. So a lot of stuff going on. Of course, we'll give you a version of a main story at some point, normally about 32-minute mark. And I say normally because I try, and sometimes it works, sometimes it doesn't. Sometimes I'm too busy yapping about something else, kind of like I am right now. So with that being said, why don't we do this at this moment? Why don't we go ahead and bring our friends in from Feature Story News and let them tell you exactly what the hell is going on inside of the world of the news, because that's going to be important.
Here is the news on the Rated R Safety Show.
From Feature Story News in London, I'm Ollie Barrett. US National Security Advisor Mike Waltz says he takes full responsibility for the leak of military plans in a group chat. A journalist was inadvertently added to a discussion about American strikes on Houthi targets in Yemen. US President Donald Trump has rejected suggestions it was a security threat. Mike Waltz has been explaining to Fox News.
Look, I take full responsibility. I built the group. My job is to make sure everything's coordinated.
But how did I don't mean to be pedantic here, but how did the number?
Have you ever had somebody's contact that shows their name, and then you have somebody else's number there?
Oh, I never make those mistakes.
Right? You got somebody else's number on someone else's contact. So of course I didn't see this loser in the group. That's the part that we have to figure out, and that's the part that embarrassing. Yes. But we made a mistake. We're moving forward.
Questions remain about a Black Sea ceasefire the White House says has been agreed with Ukraine and Russia. Russia says the ceasefire would only come into force if it receives sanctions relief in food and agriculture. Ukraine says it could be a step in the right direction. Former UK National Security Advisor Lord Peter Ricketts believes it's a win for the Russian president.
They are bargaining it against lifting of some sanctions as well. So he's selling every tiny little move as expensively as he can. Putin has managed to bog Trump down in detail, gone for a very narrow, limited, fragile ceasefire in the Black Sea, bearing in mind that Ukraine was able to export its grain going through the maritime zones of Bulgaria and Romania. Russia wasn't.
At least 18 people have been killed in wildfires in southeastern South Korea. A firefighting helicopter crashed in mountains in Yuseong County on Wednesday, with thousands of firefighters and military personnel deployed to fight the blazes. India and China have signalled a further thaw in relations after top diplomatic officials from both sides met in Beijing for the latest round of border talks. India says the discussions were constructive and focused on early resumption of cross-border pilgrimage and reviewing the situation along the contentious border areas. Ishan Garg reports from New Delhi.
This was the 33rd such meeting between top Indian and Chinese officials focusing on materialising the border pact. The pact aims to reduce friction between the two countries in contentious Himalayan borders and improve ties to pre-2020 levels, before Indian and Chinese forces clashed along the de facto border. Indian officials say Hindus will be soon able to go to Kailash Mansarovar pilgrimage sites, which are located in mainland China. It's being seen as another sign of Delhi and Beijing coming together at a time when both their economies are threatened by American tariffs. Meanwhile, Chinese Consul General Xu Wei said on Tuesday that the two countries will soon resume direct flights, which were halted at the onset of the COVID-19 pandemic, and added that the spring of China-India relations is arriving. Ishan Garg, New Delhi.
From Bureaus Worldwide, this is FSN.
With FSN Spotlight, I'm Simon Marks. Today, what are foreign governments making of the leaked group chat over Signal, in which top Trump officials discussed war plans against the Houthi rebels in Yemen, after one of them inadvertently invited Jeffrey Goldberg of The Atlantic into the conversation? For European leaders, the leak raises fresh questions because it reveals that some of the participants in the call expressed hostility to assisting the continent by freeing up the Red Sea maritime passages targeted by the Houthis. One White House official even suggested getting Europe to foot part of the bill for the American president's military operation. Matt Fry is the presenter and Europe correspondent for the UK's Channel 4 News.
What's interesting about this is that it's an insight. It's not just the modus operandi of the Trump administration. It also gives you an insight into their thinking when it comes to their closest allies, or supposedly their closest allies, or once upon a time their closest allies until about 2.5 months ago, and that is Europe. If you're listening to this in number 10 Downing Street, there is yet another cold shiver going down your spine thinking, these are the people that we have to do business with, because even though America is an unreliable ally now, it is still an indispensable ally. How do you negotiate that? How do you manage it?
For America's Five Eyes intelligence sharing partners, the UK, Canada, New Zealand and Australia, the leak raises additional questions about how safe their secrets are with Trump's national security team. With FSN Spotlight, I'm Simon Marks.
To recap the top stories, US National Security Advisor Mike Waltz says he takes full responsibility for the leak of military plans in a group chat. Questions remain about a Black Sea ceasefire the White House says has been agreed with Ukraine and Russia. At least 18 people have been killed in wildfires in South Korea, and India and China have signalled a further thaw in relations after top diplomatic officials from both sides met in Beijing for the latest round of border talks. That's the latest feature story news. Ollie Barrett reporting.
You are listening to a radio god. What? This has to be an error. That host is not a radio god. Anyways, this is the Rated R Safety Show on Safety FM.
This portion of the show has been sponsored by Private Internet Access, America's number one virtual private network, or VPN. Even if you use incognito mode, internet service providers is storing your browser data and many times even selling it. But Private Internet Access, or PIA, can help you. PIA encrypts and reroutes your internet traffic through one of its own servers, hiding your data from your internet service provider or network admin. And with servers in over 75 countries, you can get unrestricted access to geo-blocked content from around the world. PIA comes with easy-to-use apps and browsers extension for all devices, a rock-solid privacy policy, open source security, advanced customization settings, and it was just ranked the fastest VPN in the world by PC Magazine. And if you sign up right now with PIA, you can take advantage of a special deal only for Safety FM listeners. Only by using the following link, you can get the digital privacy for less than $2 a month. Yes, you did hear me correctly. Less than $2 a month and an extra 4 months for free. So that means for only $1.98 a month and 83% off, you can get this service for you right now. That's so much more inexpensive than virtually every other VPN on the market. And if you get it right now, you can take PIA's 30-day risk-free challenge. You can try it out for 30 days, see if you like it, and if not, just return it for a full refund. So just go to safetyfm.com/VPN. That's safetyfm.com/VPN to try out the best VPN on the planet completely risk-free. Now remember, safetyfm.com/VPN.
Safety training, old, stale, and hacked.
Is your safety trainer still preaching a warped version of behavior-based safety?
How about safety training that actually addresses your hazards in your workplaces and is not standardized baloney from 25 years ago? Contact the Safety Wars team at safetywars.com or call Jim Pozel at 845-269-5772. Remember, if you're receiving this message, you are the solution to unsafe workplaces.
It's always amazing to me on how technology changes, and so does the environment that we're in. And cyber criminals will do everything they can to take advantage of a system. If you don't own a home, you have nothing to fear about what I'm about to tell you. But if you own a home like me and you don't guard it with Home Title Lock, you're inviting home title fraud, one of the fastest growing crimes. Cyber thieves around the world know our home values are sky high at the moment, and that makes us a target. The crime is scary simple. Let me explain it to you real quick. A cyber thief simply forges your name on a property sale form and refiles it.
That's it.
Now he or she is on the deed of your home and you have no idea that you're a victim. Then the person takes out a loan on your home and vanishes, leaving you to prove to the police that you didn't commit bank fraud. Home Title Locks puts a virtual barrier around your home title. The instant they detect any kind of tampering or anybody messing around, they help shut it down. Look, if you have equity in your home, you need to guard it the best way that you can. Some people might even go as far as guarding it with their life. Go to HomeTitleLock.com and register your address to see if you already are a victim. And enter the code RADIO. That's RADIO. That's the code RADIO for 30 days free of protection. That's code RADIO at HomeTitleLock.com.
Safety never sounded so terrible.
Rated R Safety Show.
It's a new year, but it's feeling harder than ever to find and hire qualified people you need, especially for small businesses. That's where LinkedIn Job comes in. They make it easier to find people you want to talk to faster and for free. You can create a free job post in minutes on LinkedIn Jobs to reach your network and beyond to the world's largest professional network of over 770 million people. Focus on candidates with just the right skills and experience and use screening questions to get your role in front of the most qualified people. Then use the simple tools on LinkedIn Jobs to quickly filter and prioritize who you'd like to interview and hire. It's why small businesses rate LinkedIn Jobs number one in delivering qualified hires versus leading competitors. I have to tell you that we have used LinkedIn Jobs to even find some of the people that we have here at Safety FM. LinkedIn Jobs can help you find the candidates you want to talk to faster. Did you know that every week nearly 40 million job seekers visit LinkedIn? Post your jobs for free on LinkedIn.com/safetyfm. That's LinkedIn.com/safetyfm to post your job for free. Terms and conditions do apply. And don't forget to tell them that you heard it right here on Safety FM.
Pop quiz hotshot. During a heat wave, what's more important, air conditioning or air guitar?
Is it air conditioning?
Air guitar. The answer is always air guitar.
Yes, the answer is always air guitar. In case you were wondering, 17 minutes past the top of the hour, as you and I are hanging out and talking about everything inside of the world of the multiverse. Anyways, in 2021, the Corporate Transparency Act became law. And with the new rule that requires anyone in the country who created a company, large or small, to report basic information to the federal government about beneficial owners, it was designed to limit the use to shell companies for hiding illicit financial activities and carried hefty fines for noncompliance. In applications, the threat of $591 a day fine, $10,000 in criminal penalties, and 2 years in prison deferred the small business's creation. Now, the Treasury Department has issued the rule blocking its implementation and expecting American citizens and corporations from filing these reports. The corporate business formation has been and continues to be largely administered at state levels. This is according to CNBC. So that's the reference of some level of relief coming forward, if that's what you're looking at as we are talking about it. So what do you think? Do you own a business? Small, large, indifferent? Just asking to make sure I understand. Because you know this stuff gets some people really excited. It gets other people like, what the hell's going on? But hey, whatever, it is what it is, as we are, as people like to say. It is what it is. I don't even know what that means. It's like, I if you definitely want to put a stamp on a conversation, it is what it is definitely going to get us to that part of the conversation where I go, what the fuck are you talking about? Okay, anyways, Pope Watch, despite the generally optimistic messages coming from the Vatican during Pope Francis' week-long hospital stay, doctors did consider stopping the Pons treatment in order to allow him to die in peace. At the end of February, one of medical episodes left France's medical team in a fateful decision to continue the treatment against respiratory infection, even at the risk of other organs. The Pope has had delegated any life or death decision to his personal nurse, who ordered the team to proceed with the treatment. Meanwhile, King Charles and Queen Camilla have postponed their planned visit to meet with the Pope as he continues to recover in Casa Santa Marta in the Vatican. So there you go. What do you think? Some interesting stuff, right? Think about that for a moment. You have a personal nurse, out of all things. And guess what? You are going to make the decisions on what is going to happen next in my life. I mean, that's a level of trust there that most people wouldn't even have with their spouse. Yeah, I said that. I said that out loud. So there you go. Some stuff to think about.
Do you trust me?
That would be the question. Okay, so after causing all sorts of chaos on X, Yee has reportedly fled the U.S. to decompress. Insiders report that the 47-year-old flew from L.A. to Tokyo last week, where he instantly calmed down upon landing. Yee feels completely disconnected and calm in Tokyo, where in L.A. he tends to be trigger him. His wife, Bianca, did not travel with him. This is according to the Mirror. So if you feel triggered somewhere, just leave. Right? I mean, if you're not happy being in one place, go to another place. Right? I mean, I think that Yee, as people call him, or he calls himself, or wants people to call him, could leave, I would imagine. I mean, I think he could afford it. It's a guess, of course. So I don't know. Some stuff to think about, no doubt there. Anyways, let's continue talking. Follow-up for insiders claim that there is nothing romantic going on between Jennifer Aniston and Pedro Pascal. They respect each other as artists, but it's strictly platonic. And they're not dating, the source explained. Rumors of a relationship started after two were spotted leaving a three-hour-long dinner date at the West Hollywood restaurant. Neither Aniston nor Pascal have addressed the rumors. This is according to Page Six. I'll tell you, you can have professional relationships and them be platonic. I remember having a friend of mine tell me years ago that they couldn't envision me having a platonic relationship with someone from the opposite sex. And I was like, that's not a nice thing to say to someone. But whatever. I mean, I guess that's an issue there. But whatever. It's kind of a weird thing to say to someone as we are talking. Anyways, take a listen to this. Documentary filmmaker Jeremiah Crowell is set to host a new podcast focused on the hunt for the anthrax killer from the early 2000s. Aftermath Hunt for the Anthrax Killer will tell the inside story of the hunt for the anthrax killer. I think we got that. And the aftermath of the deadly bioterror attack that gripped the country in the early 2000s through declassified material and firsthand accounts. The 8-part episode series will debut on April the 2nd. You know, I don't know if April the 2nd is the date that I'm picking for anything currently. You know, for some reason, if you have not heard, it's supposed to be a big tariff day, just in case. Yeah, just in case. So let's talk about this. Accused killer accused killer Luigi Mangione's lawyers have petitioned the court to allow him a laptop behind bars. If approved, the device would have no internet access or functionality beyond the ability to review evidence connected to the case. The need of a laptop is certainly not any matter of expectancy. However, the trial date is still not been set, and the judge overseeing the case will not rule on any pretrial motions until the end of June. This is according to CBS New York. There's still no trial date. You see, this is where... how's he convicted? Accused, maybe not convicted. So maybe it's just accused is maybe the way that we go. Is accused? I mean, who knows? Let's say the guy that's detained for it. Maybe that's the easier way to go. I know. Some craziness as we are talking here. No doubt there.
We at Safety FM are not responsible for what this idiot behind the microphone is saying.
He is trying to be entertaining.
Rated R Safety Show.
Yeah, I guess I'm trying to be something. I just can never figure out what the hell that is. So have you heard of this little company called Bud Light? Yeah, you know, Bud Light. You know, there was some big motions over the few years here in regards of what they were doing. Well, Bud Light public image rehab campaign has taken one of its most drastic turns. Yeah, 2 years after the grassroots boycott kneecapped its sales following the public support of trans activist and influencer Dylan Mulvaney. The beer parent company Anheuser-Busch has ended its three-decade sponsorship of the St. Louis Pride Festival. Organizers say that the change leaves the event $150,000 short of its funding needs. This is according to KSDK. So there you go. If you can't beat them, join them. An Asheville, North Carolina man with a persistent bear problem decided to take more creative approach to scare away unwanted visitors. And a clip of the interaction, the man is donning a full brown bear suit, slowly approaching a black bear while giving him the best bear growl. After a few moments of confusion, while the trespasser decided to take off into the woods, but not before he stops to give the other bear a final glance. No word if the bear has returned since then. But I guess it's a brave approach in regards of doing some of this stuff. I don't know. There's definitely a video on there. I would show it, but it's probably not even that good to show. Yeah, but whatever. I mean, I don't know if I'd be dressing up in a bear suit to do some wilding out kind of things. No doubt there. Anyways, take a listen to this. President Trump on Tuesday signed an executive order. What? He signed an executive order? Okay. To modernize the Treasury Department payment processing system. The measure unifies 47 separate payment systems into one, requires compliance with the federal government do not pay list to groups and individuals who have committed fraud against the federal government, and requires all outgoing payments to include basic identification for who's receiving the funds according to a specific federal budget items. In other words, until the EO, none of these obvious and basic spending controls were in place, and yet the IRS were to audit you, the taxpayers, and you were not able to provide such basic information, you'd face fines or even prison time. After you grab Tylenol, here's some random piece of trivia. National Security Advisor Mike Waltz's brother-in-law, Scott Stapp, the front man for the band Creed, Waltz and Stapp's respective wives are sisters. Yeah, something tells me that's going to be a pop culture question later on in life as we are talking. No, seriously. Like, here's some trivia.
Player number one, I have a trivia question for you. Who is Mike Waltz's brother-in-law?
Yeah, I can already see it happening. That's for sure. Anyways, let's talk about the numbers because some people will care about some of this stuff. Because they treat it with love, no doubt about that. The Dow ticked up 4 points to close at 42,587 on Tuesday. The S&P increased by 9 points to close at 5,776. And the NASDAQ increased by 83 points to close at 18,271. West Texas Intermediate closed at $69 a barrel, and Brent crude was at $72 a barrel. The national average price of a gallon of gas was $3.13 on Tuesday, and Bitcoin was mostly flat on Tuesday, trading just around $88,000. Tonight's Powerball drawing will be for $484 million jackpot or a $228 million cash payout. So if you want to play the game, you definitely have the opportunity to do so. No doubt about that. Anyways, let's talk a little bit about everything that's going on. And, you know, we've talked about some Sean Combs things here for the last little bit because this is continues to be the ongoing trial or questions or things that we talk about that seems like it's not going away anytime soon. So let's talk about this. Sean Combs scored a small win this week after a judge threw out a handful of claims made against him by music producer Rodney Jones. According to a new legal docs obtained by TMZ, 5 of the 9 accusations included RICO allegations, infliction of emotional distress, and a breach of contract that were dismissed. The case is moving forward, however, as more serious claims of sexual assault are still on the table, and this is according to TMZ. Let's talk about some other news, talking about celebrities that are tied in together all into this multiverse. So let's do this. Ben Affleck is opening up a bit about his divorce. In a cover story for GQ, he discusses his 2024 split from Jennifer Lopez, blaming their different temperaments, his being more reserved and hers and private than hers. There's no scandal. There's no soap opera, no intrigue, he included, adding that he has no regrets or hard feelings about the marriage. This is according to GQ. So I guess if you want to know more, read some GQ. If you want to know, I mean, I guess. Anyways, Cardi B's 6-year-old daughter drew a heart in pen on her $60,000 Hems Kelly bag. She showed off the artwork and since expired on an Instagram story, repeatedly saying, "Look at what my daughter did to my purse." Luckily, the Cardi B Hems bag can be brought back to the store and repaired for a hefty price, of course. This is according to People. So, I don't know. I mean, you tell me. Is it that big of a deal? I'm just asking. Anyway, take a listen to this one. Tiger King star Joe Exotic thinks David Spade is the only suitable actor to play him. Exotic called into the most recent episode of Spade and co-host Dana Carvey Fly on the Wall podcast to discuss the issue with various series that followed the hit Netflix show. If they wanted to make money, they would have cast David to play me. Because that's the guy that played me, that went over the top, he explained, referring to John Cameron Mitchell's portrayal of him in Joe versus Carol. Exotic also revealed that he finally saw Tiger King for the first time about 4 months ago, which is shocking as it was released at the height of the pandemic back in 2020. You know, a lot of people were watching that back then. It was one of those shows that it was like must-see streaming, because, I mean, I don't understand how other way that you would call that. So there you go. Anyways, with that being said, 32 minutes past the top of the hour. So why don't we go ahead and do this and get into our story of the main of the story, because it seems important to do.
Here is our main story on the Rated R Safety Show.
So let's talk about our main story and talk about some of the aspects of things that we normally discuss, but maybe give it a different lens, a different capper-apper, if one may say it in that particular motion. And for transcripting people, I'm sorry about that, kids. I know capper-apper is not a true word. I'm just making shit up as I'm going. But let's talk about this. Sometimes we have to look at things through different lenses. We have to take a look at things that are out of the ordinary, just to kind of make sense of it, and why does it tie into the world that we're in? And I know a lot of people struggle with this, but I reference this because of the following. And I want to make sure that we're very specific as I talk about this, because it's important. If you hang out here, you are aware that we talk about human performance. Some people will call it H&OP. Some people will call it H-O-P. Some people will call it safety differently. Some people will call it safety too. And they're all a little bit similar, but different all at the same time. But if we talk about this and we say, hey, let's talk about principles, it's one of those things that we go, huh, what exactly are the principles? And we've talked about them before, but I want to make sure that I reference this for this writing. The 5 principles of HOP, specifically from the books that have been published by Todd Conklin, Error is Normal, Blame Fixes Nothing, Context Drives Behavior, Learning is Vital, and Leadership's Response Matters. Think about this just for a moment. Error is Normal, Blame Fixes Nothing, Context Drives Behavior, Learning is Vital, and leadership's response matters. So now that we have that down, let's make sure that we can continue on. Now, you might be sitting here going, why are we repeating stuff that we've talked about before? The reason I want to reference this is for the following. As we are talking, understand that when we look at those five principles, why is it that it seems that you could take those principles and apply them into other aspects of your life? Think about it for just a brief moment. If anything, take a look at it and go, okay, how would you apply this into other aspects? Now, here's what happens. A lot of people get hung up thinking that this is related to safety only.
Duh.
And they don't realize that there's so many other things that this could tie into. Because if you look at this and you framed it and you said, okay, in a personal relationship, this could tie in there. In the way that I interact with my kids, this could tie in there. In the way that my organization does work, this could tie in there. And let's not get started about culture and safety culture and tying in these principles, because I think that people get kind of thrown off by some of it. But I want you to think about this. I want you to think about the whole aspect of it. If culture is culture, why does safety culture always have a separate thing? But we'll leave it there. But if you took the five principles and you applied them to your life, how different would things be? Because now it just becomes something that you're doing, something that you've implemented. You've taken principles and applied them to a life cycle. And it's always interesting to me that if you really start taking a deep dive into these and you start taking a look and trying to have an understanding, you will notice that there is a bigger thing that you can do with them. And I look at it and I go, it's interesting on how there's other theories that this could tie into. There's other theories that it looks like this would be perfect fit for. I will tell you that as of recent, I've been doing a lot of research into how these things could tie into so many other things, and maybe that's a discussion for another day. But think about that. The five principles of human and organizational performance and them applying into your life cycle, how would that work?
What did he just say?
We at Safety FM don't always agree with the viewpoints of our hosts and guests.
Now back to real safety talk on Safety FM.
Don't go anywhere.
You're listening to the home of real safety talk.
You're listening to Safety FM. We'll be right back.
Do you have a claim and not sure where to turn? Coastal Claim Consultants are professionally licensed and bonded public insurance adjusters employed exclusively by you, the policyholder, to represent you after sustaining an insured loss. They assist policyholders in all aspects of processing the claim, working closely with the insured to provide the most equitable and timely settlement possible. They will provide you with comprehensive service, anything from inspecting the loss site, analyzing damages, compiling claim support data, reviewing applicable coverages, assessing replacement costs of damages, and negotiating your settlement. The adjusters at Coastal Claim Consultants will evaluate your claim for no upfront cost whatsoever. Coastal Claim Consultants' fee is based on contingency contracts and are paid when the insurance company sends you a check and it's in your possession. Coastal Claim Consultants are licensed to assist you in the following states: Florida, Texas, Oklahoma,
Georgia, and South Carolina.
For more information, go to coastal-cc.com. That's coastal-cc.com. For more information, lighting the way to recovery. Coastal Claim Consultants.
Safety never sounded so terrible.
Rated R Safety Show.
So do you feel like you're missing out on what everyone is starting to do now, that live streaming thing, and you don't know where to start or what to do? I have the resource and the information to provide to you in regards on how you can stream onto 40 social media platforms all at one time.
Yes, that's 40 social media platforms all at one time.
All you'll need to do is go to safetyfm.com/one. That's safetyfm.com/one. That's O-N-E. So just in case, and you'll be able to start live streaming just like you're hearing people starting to do right now, up to 40 social media platforms.
Listen at your own risk. Rated R Safety Show.
Let's start using cutting-edge Warp Speed 5G technology with your cell phone. Let me tell you about my friends at mobilemobile.io. They have an ultra-fast 4G LTE and 5G network that covers 99% of Americans. So they've got you covered everywhere. Think about it for a moment. You have the opportunity to take a test drive for 10 days with unlimited talk, text, and premium data. What is premium data? Premium data is an allotment of a cellular data that you receive from a higher priority on the network. You won't get throttled like you will with some of those, well, non-brand service providers. To find out more information, all you have to do is go to mobilemobile.io. That's mobilemobile.io to start your 10-day free trial.
Radio.
Hello.
If you're anything like me, you have certain tendencies to put things off, such as filing taxes, seeing the doctor, you know, working on that home improvement project that you're supposed to be doing, but you just haven't gotten to it. And while most of the times it works out, the one thing in life that you really cannot afford to wait on is setting up term coverage life insurance. You've probably seen life insurance commercials on TV and thought, yeah, I'll look into it later. Well, the answer is no. This isn't something that you can wait for. Choose life insurance through Ladder today. Ladder is 100% digital, no doctors, no needles, no paperwork. When you apply for $3 million in coverage or less, just answer a few questions about your health in an application. Ladder's customers rate them 4.8 out of 5 stars on Trustpilot, and they've made Forbes Best Life Insurance in 2021's list. You just need a few minutes and a phone or a laptop to apply. Ladder Smart algorithm works in real time, so you'll find out if you're instantly approved. No hidden fees, cancel anytime. Get full refund if you change your mind in the first 30 days. Ladder policies are issued by insurers with long proven histories of paying claims. They're rated A and A+ by AM Best. Finally, since life insurance costs more as you age, now is the time to cross it off your list. So go to ladder.com/safetyfm today to see if you're instantly approved. That's ladder.com/safetyfm. ladderlife.com/safetyfm.
More hits to help you work. Because to get rich, you gotta work hard.
Yeah, dude, look, I just made so much money that I could just sit around on my ass all day and play video games.
Wait, I forgot about Dogecoin.
Dogecoin rules!
Radio.
Well, I hope you do, because you're listening to my show. Yeah, that's kind of how it goes. Anyways, Rated R Safety Show. 44 minutes past the top of the hour. As you and I are hanging out on this lovely Wednesday. Yeah, I forgot to mention that it was Whip 'Em Out Wednesday, but definitely people inside of the chat have definitely reminded me. Seriously. Okay. So with that being said, this right here is Hold Your Hand by the Arctic Summer. Songs readily available on Spotify, Apple Music, YouTube Music. You can give a little streamer-eamer action if you're so like to do so. A lot of stuff always going on. We'd like to thank Arctic Summer for allowing us to play this here on the Rated R Safety Show. No doubt there whatsoever as we are talking. Anyways, let's get into some other stuff that's going on inside of the world of the multiverse, because that seems to be important to do. So let's talk real quick about the most important thing that I will ever tell you, and that's about my friends at To Write Love on Her Arms. No matter what you're facing, you deserve to be connected to help, and the people at To Write Love on Her Arms want you to know that people have been where you are now, and things can get better. Healing is possible. To find out more information, all you have to do is go to TWLOHA.com. That's TWLOHA.com, and click on the section that says Find Help. Once you get there, there'll be information related to addiction, depression, anxiety, eating disorder, self-injury, suicide, trauma, grief support, just to name a few. That's TWLOHA.com. To Write Love on Her Arms. I'm going to tell you, life-changing, that particular website, if you go over there and take a look at what exactly is going on inside of there. No doubt about that. Okay, take a listen to this one real quick. In case you missed it, when it was announced last week, like I did, DoorDash has announced that you'll be able to eat now and pay later. The meal delivery service has entered onto a deal with global payment service Klarna to offer users the option of interest-free payment plans for their food orders. Yep, not joking as I says that. That means that if you order food and don't pay in full, you can defer the payment to more convenient time, according to DoorDash. Like when? Such as the date that aligns with paycheck schedules. Users will also have the option of splitting payments into 4 equal interest-free installments. It's not like it wasn't like Wimpy from Popeye comic strip. I'll glad you pay you Tuesday for a hamburger today, if I remember correctly how the quote went. And that's great news. Now I can officially be in debt over a burrito. My future self is already mad at me for this. So there you go. What if you get food poisoning? I'm just asking, would you want to pay for it? No, seriously, like that's a serious question. I just want to have a better understanding. So there you go. Anyways, let's talk about this because we've heard about some email mistakes recently. So let's talk about this. Make the lives of everyone in your address book better by no longer making these email mistakes, according to experts consulted by Business Mag Fast Company. Using all caps in the subject line, as you know, all caps are an internet equivalent of yelling, and no one likes to be yelled at. Scammers use this technique to convince people to open an email, and it's no longer effective. Even worse, using nothing in the subject line. Unclear subject lines. Don't put something into generic in the subject line like, hi, the subject isn't clear. It can be difficult for the receiver to refer back to the email. And don't forget to change the subject line if the conversation shifts during the follow-up replies. What? Yep, most people don't know that. Also, not using CC and BCC. FYI, adding people in the to section means that they can reply as expected. CC informs the recipient that they are being informed, but no action is required. And BCC lets the recipient know that their involvement as bystanders is secret. And that always goes well, doesn't it? Also, common courtesy, do not write too much or too little. A short email is good as long as it covers the needs that need to be covered. Also, and always close an email expression with gratitude, such as thanks, or even better, thanks in advance, and the sign-offs a response rate of a 36% by increase. Send emails on Monday. While it's not strictly wrong to do this, keep in mind the recipients aren't always in the best of mood on that day and more prone to making mistakes. Maybe wait till Tuesday unless it's urgent. Also, expecting an immediate response. Some people forget that email and texting are not the same thing. When sending a non-urgent email, remember that the recipient might have other important things to do, and they often even forget that the message is for hours or more. Besides, it's kind of creepy when they reply right away. I mean, let's not lie here. You kind of know that it is. And what else? What else can I mention? What email manners do you wish people would stop doing? Maybe that's really the true question.
More sarcasm than a Mortal Kombat beatdown. Rated R, safety show.
Okay, so with that being said, why don't we do something a little bit more positive in our life and bring in some John Smalls and let him tell us about the Motivation Minute.
The Motivation Minute, courtesy of GenesisGoldIRA.com and JaceCaseMedical.com.
The Motivation Minute.
Today's quote was submitted by Jeff. Ralph Waldo Emerson said, "Do not go where the path may lead. Go instead where there is no path and leave a trail." I absolutely love this. Now, I'm a guy who likes to go my own way. I don't always blaze a trail that others follow, but I have a few times. One of my favorites was a company who scoffed at something that we decided to do at our company. They made fun of us for doing things the way that we did them for just over a decade. And then they changed part of their company to be an almost exact copy of what we were doing. They say imitation is the best form of flattery. Well, I'm flattered. Hey, by the way, you're still doing it wrong, but it's better than before.
The Motivation Minute.
The Motivation Minute, courtesy of GenesisGoldIRA.com and JaceCaseMedical.com. I'm John Small. Thanks for listening. Your favorite motivational quotes can be submitted for upcoming programs at motivationminute.org.
Hello, I'm Richard Exley with your one-minute devotion. The final plague God brought on the Egyptians was the death of all the firstborn in Egypt. The Israelites would be spared if they placed the blood of the lamb on the doorframe. Being the firstborn in my family, I can't help imagining what the firstborn might have felt. Maybe he had a guilty conscience. Maybe he remembered his sinful deeds and feared he might be judged worthy of death. Imagine his relief when his father explained that the death angel would spare him, not because he was innocent, but because the blood of a perfect lamb covered his sins. Lord Jesus, may your precious blood cleanse us from all our sins. In your holy name we pray. Amen. If these devotions are a blessing and an encouragement to you, you can subscribe at oneminutedevotion.com.
Here is the news on the Rated R Safety Show.
Israeli airstrikes have targeted the largest hospital in southern Gaza, resulting in casualties and a significant fire.
The health ministry reports one death and several injuries at Nasser Hospital in Khan Yunis. Israel asserts the strike aimed at a Hamas militant operating nearby, attributing civilian harm to Hamas's presence in densely populated areas. This incident adds to the ongoing conflict, which has seen over 50,000 Palestinian deaths and widespread displacement. Benjamin Wright reporting.
Russian drone attacks across Ukraine, including Kiev, have left at least seven dead and numerous injured, Joseph Eckerson with the latest.
These strikes precede U.S.-mediated ceasefire talks focused on halting long-range assaults on energy facilities and civilian zones. Ukrainian officials remain skeptical of Russia's intentions, citing continued hostilities and extensive damage. While many drones were intercepted, some hit residential areas, causing casualties and destruction.
The United States has removed bounties on three senior Taliban figures, notably Sirajuddin Haqqani, Afghanistan's interior minister and leader of the Haqqani Network.
This group was responsible for numerous deadly attacks during the U.S. occupation. Despite the removal from the State Department's Rewards for Justice website, Haqqani's wanted poster remains on the FBI's site. This move follows the Taliban's release of U.S. prisoner George Glezman, signaling efforts to normalize relations. Jim Kender reporting.
This is the latest news headlines.
Houston police are searching for two suspects following a shooting at an after-hours nightclub that injured six men, four critically.
The incident occurred early Sunday, with reports received around 3 a.m. outside standard bar closing times. Assistant Chief James Skelton indicated the attack appeared targeted, involving individuals familiar with one another. Authorities are reviewing video footage and interviewing witnesses to identify the suspects. Lawrence Keller reporting.
A Turkish court has ordered the arrest of Istanbul Mayor Ekrem İmamoğlu, a prominent rival to President Recep Tayyip Erdogan on corruption charges, Kyle Norris reports.
His detention has sparked extensive protests, with hundreds of thousands gathering outside City Hall. İmamoğlu faces allegations of running a criminal organization, accepting bribes, and bid rigging, though many view the charges as politically motivated.
Pope Francis has returned to the Vatican after a five-week hospital stay for life-threatening double pneumonia.
The 88-year-old pontiff made his first public appearance since February 14th, expressing gratitude for the prayers and support during his recovery. Vatican officials report that Pope Francis is in good spirits and will gradually resume his duties. Jessica Oakley reporting.
And that's the latest news headlines with Alan Edwards.
What do guys like besides pizza and morning sex?
Jay Allen in the morning.
It's so bizarre and unnatural.
It's all good.
On Radio Big.
Oh, yeah, it's bizarre and unnatural, that's for sure. Unnatural or all natural. Take it however you want. There you go. Anyways, let's talk about some things that happened back on this date back in 2019. The first organ transplant between a live HIV donor and an HIV recipient takes place. The multidisciplinary team from Johns Hopkins University Hospital jumped at the opportunity to perform the kidney transplant and becoming the first to do so in the United States. Nina Martinez, who acquired HIV when she was 6 weeks, although a blood transfusion donated her kidney to an anonymous recipient. That happened back on this day in 2019. Let's talk about some birthdays that are going on today. Brittany Wilson turns 34. Ari Lennox turns 34 as well. Von Miller, 36. Keira Knightley turns 40. Jonathan Groff, 40 as well. T.R. Knight, 52. Leslie Mann, 53. Kenny Chesney, 57. Eric Allen Kramer, 63. John Stockton turns 63. Jennifer Grey turns 65. Martin Short, 75. Steven Tyler, 77. Diana Ross turns 81, and Nancy Pelosi, she turns 85 today. Also, if you're looking at some days of the year to celebrate, it's National Spinach Day and Purple Day. Spinach Day, Purple Day. Spinach Day, Purple Day. Some things to think about as we are talking. If you need a rando for today, I will give you one of those because, you know, we always want to talk about them because why wouldn't we? I don't miss calls. I stare at them. I do. I really do. If you need a phone starter for today, here's one. What element of pop culture will be forever tied in your mind to your childhood? If you need a question for the water cooler, try this. According to a survey of 33% of people have stolen this from their job. What is it? Food. Yes, the answer is food. People have stolen food from their job. So there you go. Anyways, that's going to sum it up. That kind of wraps everything up for us today. That's kind of the way that it goes. At the top of the hour, I'll be going over to RadioBig.fm if you want to come and hang out with me for the next couple hours or so. If you don't, that's perfectly fine. I would encourage you strongly to hang out here and talk to the likes of Sheldon Primus, as he will be talking about the world of safety consulting, because that's what he does here at the top of the hour. If you're hanging out on Safety FM at Radio Big, I will be doing stuff related to music and entertainment news and all that kind of fun stuff. That'll be going on for the next couple hours or so. So there you go. So that's it. That's all of our time. If I can leave you with a deep thought for today, I would love to leave you with this. Most people have the will to win. Few people have the will to prepare to win. Think about that for a moment. It might take you places that you did not expect. Anyways, I know who you are. You know who I am. Love you, mean it, and goodbye. Thank you for being the best part of Safety FM and Radio Big. Because without you, it makes no sense to do what we do around here.
The views and opinions expressed on this podcast are those of the host and its guest and do not necessarily reflect the official policy or position of the company. Examples of analysis discussed within this podcast are only examples. They should not be utilized in the real world as the only solution available, as they are based only on very limited and dated open source information. Assumptions made within this analysis are not reflective of the position of the company. No part of this podcast may be reproduced, stored in a retrieval system, or transmitted in any form or by any means, mechanical, electronic, recording, or otherwise, without prior written permission of the creator of the podcast, Jay Allen.
Just let me hold.